Unit 3. Computers. Reading.
Who am I? I am only as a calculating machine in 1642 in France. Then, in 1822, I was built as an analytical machine by Charles Babbage. I followed instructions from cards with holes. I know this sounds very simple, but at that time, it was a technological revolution. My real father was Alan Turing, who in 1936 wrote a book to describe how computers could be made to work and built a universal machine to solve any mathematical problem. Earlier, I was not very big, but then I became huge. However, people thought I was simple-minded, until they discovered I had artificial intelligence. Artificial! I didn't know what they were talking about. Anyway, let's go back to my history. Then, I was the size of a large room. As the years have gone by, I have been made smaller and smaller. No one could recognize me after I got my new transistors in the 1960s. There were times when my size was totally changed. I became small and thin, but I got cleverer and cleverer, quicker and quicker. And my memory became so large that I couldn't believe it. But I was always so lonely standing there by myself. Until in the early 1960s, they gave me a family connected by a network. I could share information with others, and we could talk to each other. At about the same time, we learned to talk to humans using BASIC. I was brought into people's homes in the 1970s. Since then, my family and I have been used by billions of people to deal with information and communicate with each other around the world by the internet. I love being used to connect people who aren't close enough to speak to each other. I have truly been built to serve the human race since my birth.
Using language. Listening and writing. Listening text.
What are you doing, Dave?
I'm reading about information technology.
You mean things like computers? In my opinion, they're so boring to read. They're only good to use.
But they're just one kind of IT.
Really? So what else is part of IT?
We've had IT for a long time. Books, radios, and TVs are also kinds of IT.
Oh, I never thought of that before. Books are a wonderful way for us to get information.
Yeah. I believe that too. They are cheap and take with you, but sometimes the information is out of date.
I agree. The world is changing so fast. But in my opinion, listening to sports on the radio is better than anything else. Sometimes I also listen to English programs on the radio, but they speak so fast, and sometimes it's difficult to understand everything.
Yes. I also listen to English on the radio. But it's easier to follow on TV because you can also see what is going on. Sometimes it is more interesting to watch sports on TV than just listen to them on the radio.
I disagree, because you get such a lot of information on the technical aspects of a game on the radio. You don't get that on TV. But I still think that the computer is the best kind of IT. You can watch a film on it, write to friends, get information, and find out what is going on in the world.
I know, but it is also the most expensive. and it is too big to carry with you everywhere. Also, the internet has nobody to check whether the information you find there is correct, so you have to be careful.
Well, I suppose all kinds of IT have both disadvantages and advantages.
Reading and speaking.
Andy, the android. I'm part of a football team. About once a year, we are allowed to get together to play a football game. I'm as big as a human. In fact, I look like one too. On the football team, I'm a striker, so I can run very fast. My computer chips help me to move and think like a human. I need to shout in computer language to my teammates to get the ball when I'm open and have a good shot for a goal. I first competed in Nagoya, Japan. Last year, our team went to Seattle, Washington in the USA. Our team got second place. Personally, I think the team who won first place cheated. They had a new kind of program, which had just been developed before the competition. I need to tell my programmer to improve my intelligence. I think we can work together to create an even better system. In fact, I would really like to play against a human team sometimes. In a way, my programmer is like my coach. She programs me with all the possible moves she has seen while watching human games. Then, she programs possible moves that I can use if a new situation arises. In this way, I can make up new moves. After all, with the help of my computer brain, which never forgets anything. Intelligence is what I'm all about.